Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Open your Bible with me tonight, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want to talk to you about the one thing, the one thing. I got this idea for the series on Wednesday night, at the very beginning of a brand new year. I got this idea because I read a book called The One Thing. It's a secular book. It's a business book. It's called The One Thing. It's a bestseller. But it's all about focus. It's all about the power of focus and prioritizing your life and focusing on things that really, truly matter. I thought how cool that would be for a series, The One Thing. And in that book, it talked about that if you could find one thing, that if you changed it, it would change every other thing in your life. I thought how great that would be, right, church? So we're talking about on Wednesday nights, the first month of a brand new year, a brand new decade, and we're calling it the decade of destiny. Yeah. The decade of decrees. Oh, I like that. If you and I could find one thing that would change everything, then I think we want to know what that one thing is, right? You know, as you know, I'm a car guy and classic car guy. And I remember one time I had a 67. I no longer have it. I sold it. But I had a 1967 Shelby GT Mustang Cobra. You know, Eleanor gone in 60 seconds car. It was a California car. It was 428 Super Cobra Jet dual quads. That means 2 4-barrels. Beautiful car, numbers matching, came from California, gorgeous car. And I remember when I had it, I was having trouble getting it to keep it running. It wouldn't run right. And I'd have different mechanics come out and look at it, tell me what they thought was wrong with it. But then I remember one time, this guy came out and said, you know what, I just think, let's just look at the carburetors. It had dual quads, that's 2 4-barrels. He said, I think, you know what, if we'll just adjust the screws on the idle and the gas and the air, I think that small adjustment will make everything else run great. Where other guys came out and they told me, oh, you need this, you needed that, break the engine down, this, that, and the other. When this guy, evidently, he knew what he was doing, and that small little turning with a screwdriver on a screw in a carburetor caused the car to run right. That one thing. And so, you know, in our own life, if we knew if there's just one thing we could do in January that would change everything this year, I think we would do it. And that one thing we said last Wednesday night is seek the Lord and His plan for your life. Do you remember that if you were with me? Seek God. If you and I will aggressively, and that's what we're all doing in our fast, right? If you will aggressively seek the Lord and give God your best spiritually this year, then I believe this year will be your best year. If we will aggressively seek the Lord. So last Wednesday night, we talked about seeking God and how do we do that and God's plan for our life. I want to give you the second principle of the one thing that you and I should do that will change everything in our life tonight. And I want to talk to you about surrendering to the Lord. Last week it was seeking the Lord, and this Wednesday night I want to talk to you about surrendering to the Lord. And here's a golden nugget if you're a note taker. A surrendered life becomes a successful life. A surrendered life becomes a successful life. And I want you to have success this year, the greatest success you've ever experienced. So the prerequisite for that is to have a surrendered life. What is the one thing, question, what is the one thing in your life God has been asking you to surrender? What is the one thing that God has been dealing with you and me in our life to surrender? Maybe He's asking you to surrender a past offense, a surrender a past hurt, surrender a past disappointment, surrender a habit, a hang-up, a hurt, surrender a wrong relationship. But what would happen if we said, I think God's waiting and he's listening to hear one word from my mouth and your mouth tonight, and that word is yes. Yes. In 1975, when Kim and I decided to surrender to God, and I ran to the altar, there was one thing God was listening for in Dave Blunt's life that Sunday morning in October, and he was listening for me to say, yes. What is the one thing that God has been asking you to surrender that will change everything else in your life? You and I grow as Christians two ways. If you're a note taker, here's how we grow. We don't grow by going to church, because, you know, going to church doesn't make you a Christian like sitting McDonald's make you a Big Mac. Come on, somebody. You know, just going to church, well, I'm growing because I'm going to church. No, no. Being in a garage doesn't make me a car. Going to church doesn't make me strong. Going to church doesn't make me a Christian. Going to church doesn't cause me to grow. How do we grow as Christians? Two ways: through surrendering, and number two, obeying. Through surrendering, another word is yielding. Through surrendering and yielding and then obeying, that's how we grow. Everyone say surrendering and say obeying. That's how we grow. What is the one thing that God's asking you to surrender? A TV program? Social media? The internet, pornography, an addiction, alcohol, smoking, gossiping, cursing, prejudice, bigotry, whatever it might be, the negativity. But I think God's dealing with all of us, including me, to surrender one thing. And if I'll surrender that one thing, it'll change everything in my life. Because, you see, just because I'm saved doesn't mean I'm surrendering. Just because I made him Savior doesn't mean I've made him Lord. How many people do you know? Don't point at anybody because they're not here tonight. How many Christians do you know? They're saved and they're on their way to heaven, but they're rebellious, unteachable, won't yield, won't surrender, won't give in, won't give up, won't let go. And it's keeping them from growth in the Christian walk. I think it was John Maxwell that said, for me to go up, I've got to give up. For me to go up, I've got to give up. Someone else said that the way up is the way down. The way up is the way down. What's that? Humility before honor. So I want to talk to you tonight about the second principle in our building blocks of how you and I can have a unique, unusual, extraordinary year of success. And before a successful life comes a surrendered life. Didn't Jesus, our role model, didn't he say, not my will, but thy will be done? What is God listening for tonight from your life and my life? I think he's listening for us just to simply say, yes, Lord, you can have it. Yes, Lord, I'll surrender it. Yes, Lord, I'll do it. Yes, God, I'll give it. That one word, that surrender, and we're talking about absolute surrender. A surrendered life comes before a successful life. That day that I surrendered in October, it changed everything in Kim and I's life, our direction, and our destiny. If I hadn't said yes that day, if I hadn't surrendered that day, we would have ended up in divorce court. And there would be no Church on the Rock for 36 years. That one morning, that one altar call, at that altar, when I said yes, I said, God, that you can have all of me. God, you can have everything I have. God, this is yielding. This is surrender. God, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll give what you want me to give. God, I don't have the ability, but God, I have the availability. Right? God, I'll be fat for you. Pastor, fat for you. The acrostic, faithful, available, and teachable. I'll be fat for you, God. God, I'll surrender. So I want to show you the benefits of surrender, because a lot of Christians, they made Jesus Savior, but they haven't made Him Lord. They made Him Savior, but He's not Lord. And if He's not Lord of all, He's not Lord at all. Wow. So what does yielding to the Lord look like? Again, the only way we grow is through yielding and obeying. What's the last thing we yielded to for God? What's the last thing we gave up to God to go up in God? What's the last thing we said yes to God? Yes, God, I'll do that. I'll go there. I'll give that. Yes, Lord. God's waiting. God's listening for that one word from all of us, including me. Yes. Because a surrendered life comes before a successful life. You with me, family? All right, so let's look at it. Can we go there, guys? Corinthians. And can we read it together tonight on the count of three? We can't do it on the weekends, but can we do it tonight? Yes, sir. Read Bob. Okay. On three. One, two, three. We're not. Why did he go to the cross? He went to the cross to redeem us. That's true. He went to the cross to save us. That's true. But from what to what? From ourselves to Him. From our own purpose to His purpose. Notice that look what he says. He died for us on the cross. So all those who live, we no longer live for ourselves. We no longer live for ourselves. What's that? Selfishness. Right? We no longer live for ourselves, but we live for Him who died and was raised again for us. So it's not about us, it's about Him. It's not about my wants and my will and my purpose. If I really want to make a difference, if I really want to leave a legacy, if I really want to have an abundant, successful life, then a surrendered life comes before that. It's not my will, but it's Your will, Lord. Where You want me to go, what You want me to do, what You want me to say, what You want me to give, here I am, God, send me. That's a yielded life. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6 that we're to yield our life as a tool and an instrument unto God. Yield our life. What does that mean? Yield our life. What is that? What are the components of yielding to God? Pastor, we get it that we can't grow without yielding and obeying. And we get it that yielding is surrendering. And that's all a part of the Christian walk. And some people are saved and they never surrender. And that's why they don't grow. That's why they don't have a unique, abundant, happy, successful life as Christians. Because they've never learned to say yes at any cost or at all the cost. Or whatever it takes. So what does that look like? Let me just give you some benefits of a surrendered life. I want to give you four because I want to put the carrot out there in front of us before I give you the steps of action. So a surrendered life, what does it do? Guys, we have it. Number one, it will bring maximized blessing. A surrendered life will bring maximized blessing. Maximize blessing. And so can we go there now, guys? Mark 10, 28 through 30. And look what it says, family. Peter started to say to Jesus, "Behold, we have yielded." Y'all see that word? Yielded. Wow. There's no growing without yielding. There's no growing without surrendering. What is the one thing God's asking you to surrender tonight? And if we did that one thing, a previous marriage, hatred, strife, conflict, gossip, lying, cheating, stealing, whatever it is, addiction. What's the one thing? What's the one thing that if we yielded that, surrendered that, it would change everything in our life? What is it that we're holding on to that's holding us back? What is it that I've counseled so many people in 40 years, so many people, and it seems like there's always something they're holding on to that I know as their spiritual guide, it's holding them back, but if I told them, they get mad at me. They get offended. They get upset. But I've seen it in the spirit. Oh my God, God, you show them the one thing they're holding on to. Anger, resentment, an offense, the past, a hurt, a hang-up, what was said, what wasn't said, what was done, what wasn't done. Oh God, they're holding on to the one thing that's holding back everything you want to do in their life. You want to maximize blessing in their life. But God, I can't tell them. So God, tell them, talk to them. And then God, you know what he's doing? He's listening for one word. Yes, Lord, I'll surrender that. I'll give it up so I can go up. Look what he says. Peter said, we've yielded up. That's yielding. That's surrendering. We've yielded up and abandoned everything once and for all, and we've joined you as a Christ follower. Siding with your party, we've accompanied you, walking the same road that you walk. Verse 29, Jesus said, truly I tell you, there's no one who has given up. Wow, yielded, surrendered. You see, a lot of Christians, here's what I know from counseling people for 40 years, they won't surrender to the will of God. They won't yield to the word of God because they're afraid of God. They're afraid of what God might ask of them. They're afraid of what God might point out to them. They're afraid of what God might reveal to them. My brother and sister, we don't have to be afraid of God. We don't have to, because when you know that God is a good God and that God is for you and that God loves you, come on, somebody, you'll willingly yield up, surrender all your resources, all your time, all your talent, everything you have once and for all to him. That everything you have is his. And everything he has is yours. Oh my goodness, what a trade. So Jesus said, truly I tell you, there's nobody who has given up anything at Church on the Rock, left their house or their brothers or their sisters or mother or father or children or land for my sake and the gospel. Wow. He goes on to say, who will not receive, I call this maximized blessing, who will not receive 100 times as much now in this lifetime. You don't got to wait to heaven to be maximized blessing on your life. In this lifetime, houses. Boy, Kim and I are claiming houses. Thank you for your excitement about us claiming houses. You should too. It's in the Bible, right? It's more than one, right? 3 of you are excited about that. Hallelujah. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, real estate. Lands with persecution in the age to come, eternal life. What is that? Maximized blessing. When you and I yield to God, when we surrender to God, remember, we're talking about the one thing. What is the one thing? Last Wednesday night, the one thing we should do for a unique, unusual, successful year is seek God aggressively. Get a Bible reading plan, get a devotion, a set aside time. We went through all that last Wednesday night, the how-tos. This Wednesday night, what should we do? We should surrender to God the one thing. There's so many people hold on to that's holding them. Yeah, but Pastor, if she wouldn't have done that. Yeah, but Pastor, if he wouldn't have done that. Yeah, but Pastor, if the church didn't do that. Yeah, but Pastor, they didn't come through. Yeah, but Pastor, they disappointed me. They let me down. We all got yeah buts, right? We're all in a world that's broken. It's not what happens to us. It's how we respond to what happens to us. So why don't we surrender the hurt, the habit, the hang-up, our past, our present? Why don't we surrender that one thing God's been dealing with us over? And when we do, it'll change everything in your life this year. So what will it do, a surrendered life? It'll bring maximized blessing. Number two, it'll bring maximized impact. Maximized impact. You know, we really can't have the impact that God wants us to have if we're critical, if we're angry, if we're bitter, if we're upset, if we're mad, if we're unforgiving. Am I right? If we're living in the past, if we're holding on to something, we really can't have the impact that God wants our life to have. Your salt and your light. Come on, somebody. You're to be on a hill shining. You're to make it be the head and not the tail. Amen. So maximize impact. Number three, surrendered life, a life that's yielding it to God, will maximize their fellowship with Jesus. maximize. Did you know that there could be one thing that God's dealing with me over, that if I'll surrender to Him, it'll bring me closer to Him? I'll have a closer walk with Jesus. I'll have a more intimate fellowship. And guess what? The results of that is in His presence is joy, right? Maybe there's one thing that if we just surrendered this year, we'd be happier than last year. This year, we'd have more joy than last year. This year, we'd have more peace than last year. Am I helping anybody tonight? All right. So maximize the benefits, the result. Maximize blessing. Maximize impact. Maximize fellowship, intimacy with Jesus. And number four, maximize power to live for God with. Maximize power. All those are benefits. All those are benefits. Kim and I have seen those in 47 years of marriage. That one Sunday morning when I simply said, God, I'm not going to wrestle with you like Jacob anymore. I'm not going to have a WrestleMania with you. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to run from you. But God, I'm going to surrender and I'm going to yield. And I say, yes, Lord, I'll do it. Whatever you tell me to do. So you know what I did? I went to a pastor. Okay. And I told him, I said, you know what? I just feel like that Kim and I, we need to go into the ministry. I don't know it all yet, but going not knowing, and what should I do? So one of the things he told me was, he said, Dave, you need to sell your car. I said, my car? He said, you need to sell your car. I had a brand new Corvette. He said, Bible students don't drive new Corvettes to college. You need to sell your car. Get rid of your car. You need to do this. You need to notice it was all outward trappings. You need to sell this, you need to sell that, and you need to sell. Okay, Pastor. So you know what I did? I went downtown Des Moines, Iowa, and I traded in a brand new Corvette for a brand new Gremlin. Now, my brother and sister, that's humility. That's surrendering. That's yielding. It was yellow with black stripes, and it was demon-possessed. I mean, we had nothing but trouble with that car. I mean, it was brand new and at college. Boy, I was humble. Boy, I surrendered. While I yielded it to God. My pastor said, you know, you can't be a Bible student and drive a new Corvette to Bible college. That just ain't right. So what did I do? I surrendered. I yielded. I was dumb, but I was surrendering. But what I want to bring out to you there, did you see the heart that we had? You see, cars were my God. Cars were my identity. In the town that we grew up in, it was like American Graffiti. And you mentioned Dave Blunt. When Kim and I didn't know each other, and they asked her, we went on a blind date. And they said to her, do you want to go out with Dave Blunt? And here's what she said. Is he the guy that drives that orange Boss 302 Mustang around town? That was my identity. That was my God. Cars and motorcycles, I was known for it. I was bad to the bone. So what I was doing, even though ignorantly and with stupidity, of trading in my new Corvette for a Gremlin, what was I saying to God? God, I'm laying down every other God. I'm giving you everything so that I can be the something you created me to be. Wow. So let me give you now, what is it? How do we yield? How do we surrender? And three simple ways, and they all start with the letter C. Let's look at them. Number one, how do we surrender? We through commitment. Everyone say commitment. We give Him all our resources. And that's not just cars and motorcycles. And I gave all that stuff, sold all that stuff, because I was burning my oxen in the field like Elijah and Elijah. I was saying, God, you mean more to me than anything else. God, I surrender. I yield. I say, yes. God, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll give you what you want me to give. And so number one, how do you yield? How do you surrender? It's through commitment to say, God, everything I have is yours. Now, we're not just talking about material stuff, we're talking about time. Getting quiet in this Lutheran church. Time, donating time, dream team, worship one, serve one. We're talking about time. Do I have time for God? Do I have time for His church, His ministry? Time. He may be asking some of you and me for more time this year. See how quiet it gets when I get off this real quick, amen? But see, you were laughing at my gremlin. Amen. But God's asking some of you, he's asking all of you to surrender one thing. It could be your time. You need to give God more time in this church this year, or more money, or your gifts and talents and ability to the ministry of God, or more compassion, more love, more encouragement. But I know there's one thing in my life and your life that God is asking all of us to surrender. And I believe we're all going to say, yes, Lord. And when we say yes to that one thing, everything will change in your life. How do you yield? How do you surrender? You commit all your resources, your money, your talent, your everything, your time, your treasure, your relationships to God. Number two is that you give up control. Wow. You give up control. Now, there's no growing without yielding. There's no growing without yielding. So I have to yield in order to grow. And how do I yield? I transfer my control and I give it to God. And I say, you know, you've seen those bumper stickers, God is my co-pilot. Not me. God is my pilot. I don't want him to be my co-pilot. I want him to be my pilot. I want him to fly the thing, drive the thing, lead my life. So it's relinquishing, God, I'm not in control. God, I want you to be in control. Yielding, growing. Surrendering, successful. How do I yield? How do I surrender? I commit everything I have, and I give it to God. And when he asks for it, I give it instantly. Number two, how do I do it? Is that I give him control. God, you are in control of my life. You're not only my Savior, but now, God, you're my Lord. Wow. And then number three, third word, is make him the center. Wow. Commitment, control, and center. Make him the center. He's not, as the team comes out, he's not the last thing on my to-do list. He's the first thing on my to-do list. He's not the last one that I consult. He's the first one that I consult. He's not the last one that I talk to. He's the first one that I talk to. Wow. As I conclude, you know, what is that one thing that if we did the one thing, it would change everything? What is that one thing? Last week it was be aggressively seeking the Lord this year like you've never done before. And you'll find him. This Wednesday night, it's surrendering everything to him. It's yielding everything to him. But it starts with that one thing that he's been asking you to give up so you can go up. Amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.